学系列丛书，英语高级口语资格证书考试，高级听力教程第二版，周国强、杨永平主编，由上海外语音像出版社录制出版。第四盒
An Advanced Course of English Listening Second Edition。Part 2, Holiday Plans.
Well, I'm off tomorrow. I'm leaving tomorrow. Great holiday.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, nice. Where are you going?
Italy. Tell us more. Well, I'm leaving at 8 tomorrow morning.
From here?
Yes, driving to Gatwick, so that's about an hour or so. I'm arriving at the airport at 9 o'clock and taking off at 10 o'clock. Going on a cultural holiday.This is what I've wanted to do for a long time.
Yes.
The usual sort of thing is lying on a beach, but this is going to be a bit different.
Yes, you don't like to do that, do you?
No. So I'm hoping to do some museums, art galleries, taste a bit of the food and the drink and the lifestyle of Italy. I've always wanted to go there. I've got a whole list of, you know, museums and art galleries, and in fact, I'm hiring a car in Milan.So I can drive around a bit. I can leave Milan and go south if I get bored with that city. So I'm really looking forward to it.
Well, that's not really my cup of tea at all for a holiday. No, I don't think I'll be doing that this year.
What are your plans then, Barbara?
Well, I'm not sure. I may go somewhere. Well, I don't know. I may go to Tenerife. I just want something, you know, where I can just relax, lie in the sun for 2 weeks and come back, you know, looking fantastic.But I'm not sure where I'm going to go. I might go to Tenerife. I might go to Greece. You know, I haven't really made up my mind.
So you're not a cultural vulture like myself?
Oh, no. I mean, I like watching programs on the television, you know. But when it comes to walking around museums for your holiday, no, that's not for me at all. I'm far happier, you know, drinking up the old sunshine on the beach there.
Yes, I agree about that, actually.
Dropping into a bar at, you know, lunchtime, back on the beach. What about you, Mike? What's your plans?
Well, I'm quite happy to stay in England.
Really?
Yes.
What about the weather?
Weather's no problem.
A brave man.
I'll take it as it comes, yes, sure. No, I shall head off north to the Lake District as I usually do. I'm going at the end of term.
Nice.
I've got a week free.
Have you got something booked?
Yes.
What sort of thing?
Small cottage.
Nice.
Self-catering. Like to do that. Don't trust anybody else's food.
No.
So I shall do that.
And what? You'll be going out every day walking?
Right. That's the routine.
But what about if it's really raining or...
Well, if it's raining really hard, if it's really chucking it down, I'll go out in the car perhaps. But I really don't mind. I really don't mind going out in bad weather.
Do you go out rain or shine?
I don't mind. Yes.No, I've got the equipment. I don't mind. In fact, it's often more exciting if the weather's a bit wild. Wind, rain, all that business? The elements, you know.
Well, I wish you luck. It's not my scene at all.
Nor mine, I'm afraid, no.
Part 3. Visiting India. Well, I'm planning a trip. Now, you've just been to India. I know you've been to India, Julia. This is where I'm thinking of going.
You lucky girl.I wish I could go again.
Now, whereabouts would you suggest that is the best part to go?
Well, there's only one part that I've been to, and that's up in the north. Most of the time I was in Kashmir, in Srinagar. And Julia, you were in the same place.
I was in Srinagar too, yes.
I know you went like a month ago.
Yeah.
So that was in June, July. When did you go?
I went in over the Christmas period in 1834.
Right. And if I went to the northern part that both of you recommend and have been to, is the weather greatly different, near Christmas and...
Yes, it gets quite cold there in the winter. It's very cold there in the winter.
Yes, extremely cold.
What about But if you go in the summer, do you, I mean...
Yes, it's quite nice in the summer, because when it's really hot on the plain up in Srinagar, it's in the hills, and that's where people go to get away from the heat of places like Delhi.
What about the food? Did you...
Oh, it's wonderful food.
But, did you... I mean, people always think India, oh God, you know, it's so hot. You have to eat the curries very hot because that's...
Never had a hot curry.
No, no.
They were all perfectly possible to eat.
Very edible, yeah.
Oh, right.
And Kashmiri food is very good and very mild. One of the best things I had was pumpkin in a yogurt sauce.
Their vegetables are beautiful. They grow an awful lot of them. Did you see a lot of them growing? Greens? Spinach?
Spinach was in season. Oh, I love the pureed spinach.
Mmm.
If you had knew somebody who was going just for a week, how would you advise them to spend their, what things are absolutely unmissable, around that area?
Well, we were told...
You only had 4 days, didn't you?
Yes, we were only there for 4 days, but we packed the 4 days with trips and sightseeing trips. And we went to see Pahalgam, which was a wonderful trip, just a little mountain town nestling in the foot of the Himalayas. But it was about 100 kilometers away from Srinagar, but the scenery was just out of this world.
There's a museum, which is in what was the Maharaja's palace.
That's well worth a visit, the museum.
Yes.
What about, didn't you say something about before, about some gardens?
Oh, the gardens.
Yes.
There are dozens of Mughal gardens.
What are the Mughals?
Shalimar. Oh, Mughal.
Mughal. That was from the Mughal period. That was what, 18th century?
Yes.
The Mughal emperors built these gardens, and they have a...
Very formal.
Yes. There's a pattern to all of them. They're on several levels, terraces. They're terraced.
Yes.
And there's a water channel going through the middle.
And lots of fountains.
Mm-hmm.
And very formal flower beds.
And
huge trees.
What about, sort of bargains that you should look out for to...
Oh, well... Kashmir.
Everything.
Silk.
Oh.
We went into a silk shop, and inside it was just a glimmer of silk of every color you could think of. It was absolutely beautiful.
And did you get tempted to bring back things you couldn't possibly carry?
Oh, yes.
I brought back a bedspread. Cotton, quilted, but beautifully. But beautiful soft cotton, and so much handwork then.
I'll tell you another thing.
Honey.
I bought and couldn't bring back with me.
Honey?
Wonderful honey in Kashmir.
I bought a rug, a lovely Kashmiri rug. They have factories and rug shops all over the place, don't they? I've thought of something else which is well worth buying if you buy small pieces, and that's wood carvings. Cigarette boxes and bowls. Well worth looking at.
Are they the sort of things that you see sometimes with mother of pearl inlaid? Do you know?
I didn't see any like that. This was just pure maple from the maple trees around the place. But in Delhi, there was a lot of wood carving with the little mother of pearl inlay.
The other thing that Kashmir is famous for is the papier-mâché.
Oh, yes.
Beautiful little boxes and...
What else?
Trays.
Trays, yes. Cocktail mats in their own box, all to match. They use gold leaf for painting some of those, don't they?
Yes.
And you can actually watch it being done by...
Part 4. Pre-holiday tips. This is the Daily News Travel Information Line with 6 free holiday tips. When you're preparing for a holiday, you should first and foremost make a list of all the documents you'll need. Your list should include the following things. Passport. Make sure that this is a current visa. Check the visa requirements for the countries you're visiting. Tickets. travel insurance certificate, foreign currency, and traveler's checks. You'll also need your driving license if you plan to rent a car. Tip 1. It's vital to arrange travel insurance for your trip, and your travel agent will probably offer it to you when you book. If you lose your baggage or your money, or if you need medical attention while you're away, your travel insurance will help to meet the costs. But be warned, if you're planning a skiing holiday, you'll have to pay an additional insurance premium. Tip 2. It's not a good idea to travel with large amounts of cash. Only carry the amount you'll need for day-to-day expenses, such as taxis, bus fares, and food. Traveler's checks are a far safer way of carrying money around, because you can get a refund if you lose them, or if they're stolen. You'll need to order them from your bank in advance, and remember that banks abroad will charge a small commission when you cash them. Tip 3. If you're hoping to do some sightseeing, it's best to buy a guidebook before you go. Otherwise, you may have to pay the earth for something which is badly translated and barely understandable. If you don't speak the language, take a phrasebook as well. It could be very useful if you get into difficulties and may help to break the ice with the locals. Tip 4. When you're packing, be careful to stick to the airline's baggage allowance, or you'll have to pay for the excess weight when you check in. Don't put aerosol sprays in your case, and make sure any sharp objects, like scissors, are carefully wrapped. Two useful pieces of equipment to take with you are an all-purpose adapter and a light traveling iron. Tip 5. If you are flying a long distance, there are a few things you can do to reduce the effects of jet lag. Before you leave, try to adapt your eating and sleeping habits to the time zone you are traveling to. If you eat small amounts through the day and try to sleep for short periods, it may be helpful. During the flight, walk around the cabin from time to time and drink plenty of water to cut down dehydration, which causes exhaustion. Tip 6. Finally, it's wise to give the keys of your house to a neighbor or a relative so that they can get in case there's an emergency. Ask them to remove any posts from your letterbox, and don't forget to cancel any deliveries of milk or newspapers. Leave the telephone number of the hotel you are staying in and call to let them know your room number when you arrive so that if they need to get in touch with you, they won't have problems tracking you down. Thank you for calling the Travel Information Line. Part 5. Listening and Translation. A. Sentence Translation.
1. Today about 20% of American children live with only one parent. One of the reasons for this is the increasing number of women who have children without being married.
2. For the first 10 months of this year, bilateral trade volume was $4.1 billion, which is a 25% increase over the same period of last year.
3. Globalization obliges all nations, small or large, rich or poor, to take part in a continuous process of adjustment.
4. History is a river that may take us as it will, but we have the power to navigate, to choose direction, and make our passage together.
5. Child labor is just one symptom of the crushing poverty in the world, which deprives children of their basic right to education and freedom.
B. Passage Translation.
1. Police says that about 500 homes were washed away by floods after a typhoon struck the west coast of the island yesterday, bringing driving rain and winds of up to 80 miles per hour. The typhoon flooded wide areas of the island and crippled communications and power supplies. All domestic flights were canceled yesterday, and the international airport was closed for about 5 hours. Government radio reported that 2 passenger ferries had been sunk, but gave no details of casualties. The work of emergency relief teams is being hampered by blockade roads and the loss of power and telephone communications in central regions. it will be some time before we hear the final casualty figures.
2. Let's look at my team in more detail then. As you can see, I have a commercial director, a medical director, and then there are 3 unit directors. 2 of them are responsible for domestic sales and 1 for foreign sales. But the interesting thing about these units is the work groups. As you can see, one unit has 3 work groups and another has 4. These groups have a lot of advantages. Firstly, each one works in a different medical field, so they can develop the necessary specialized knowledge. Secondly, it's very motivating for the staff. Each group is a separate profit center. They are totally in control of their own budgets, so they have a lot of responsibility. Unit 9. Part 1. Arrangements for a visit. Conversation 1.
Powerglide Systems.
I'd like to speak to Emma Wood, please.
Who's calling, please?
Ernesto Garon.
One moment, I'll put you through. Emma Wood.
Good morning. This is Ernesto Garon.
Hello, Mr. Garon. Nice to hear from you. How are you?
Fine, thanks. And you?
Fine.
I'm phoning about my visit on the 22nd. I'm afraid I've had to change my flight, and I'm not arriving until 11.
Oh, right. Thank you for letting us know.
And there's something else.
Yes?
Would you mind if I brought a colleague with me?
Of course not. Can I have his name?
Yes. It's a woman, actually. Signora Agnelli. That's A-G-N-E-L-L-I.
Signora Agnelli.
That's right. She'd like to have a look at your rolling mill.
Would you like me to arrange a demonstration?
That would be very kind.
Not at all. Was there anything else?
No, that's everything, I think.
Let me know if there's anything else we can do.
Thank you.
Until Thursday at around 11, then.
Yes. I'm looking forward to meeting everyone.
Thank you for calling. Goodbye.
Conversation 2.
Emma Wood.
Ah, Emma. It's Kel Olofsson here.
Hello, Kel. What can I do for you?
It's the visit by Ernesto Garon.
Yes?
I'm afraid I can't make lunch on Thursday.
That's a pity.
Luis can, so it's not a major problem. But I was looking forward to seeing him. Could we meet on Friday instead?
He's going to the Peterborough plant.
I know, but how about a breakfast meeting?
Yes, that would be possible.
Shall we say 8:30 at the Dorchester?
Yes, okay. And a colleague is coming with him.
Is that Signora Agnelli?
Yes.
Fine. Would you put it on the schedule then?
Yes, no problem.
Thanks a lot then. Bye.
Bye.
Conversation 3. Michael Black.
Hello, Michael. Emma here.
Hello, Emma. I got the schedule.
Good. The reason I'm calling is there have been some changes.
Oh, yes?
Mr. Garon is bringing a colleague, a Mrs. Agnelli. Would you mind showing her the rolling mill in operation?
No, not at all.
That's very good of you.
When would suit you best?
Sometime on Thursday, if possible. Would you prefer the morning or the afternoon?
The afternoon, I think. What about 2 o'clock?
That should be fine. We were going on a workshop tour at 2:30, but I can put that off till 3.
Right, then.
So that's 2 on Thursday, then. Thanks a lot, Michael.
You're welcome. Take care.
And you. Bye.
Part 2. Conference arrangements.
Could we have a quick word about the sales conference?
Yes, of course. The venue's booked.
Good. And I've got some definite numbers now. There are 107 delegates.
That's okay. The auditorium holds 130, and I've booked 2 other rooms as well.
We need to sort out the program.
It's difficult to do that without knowing how many people are attending each talk. There's a conference room that holds 60 people and a meeting room that holds 30.
Well, everyone's going to Mr. Tananka's presentation. He's giving the opening address, but I'll find out about the others.
Would you also ask the speakers if they need any special equipment?
What have you got, then?
There are simultaneous translation facilities in the auditorium, and there's a video projector in the conference room.
What about microphones and slide projectors?
All the rooms have them.
Good.
What time would you like to start?
9, I think. Then we can fit 2 sessions in before lunch. What are we doing for lunch?
There's a bar for drinks, and I thought we'd have a buffet.
Don't they do sit-down meals?
Yes. Would you prefer a sit-down meal, then?
I think so.
Okay. I'll arrange it.
And I'll find out how many people are going to each presentation.
And what equipment the speakers need.
Yes. Okay.
Part 3. Business Activities. L'Oreal is active in all world markets, and we employ just over 30,000 people worldwide. We have production facilities, agents, and subsidiaries in all 5 continents, and we are increasing our share of the world's cosmetic market. Let's begin by looking at the different activities of the group. This slide shows last year's sales when we had a turnover of 37.57 billion French francs. If we look more closely, we can see that the largest part of our revenue comes from consumer and salons activities. This market segment accounts for 49% of the total turnover. It includes skincare products, makeup, fragrances, and hair care products, where we are a world leader. The next division is perfumes and beauty. Here, we have an exceptional range of prestigious brands, which includes Lancome, Helena Rubinstein, and Biotherm. This division's turnover increased last year to stand at 8.5 billion francs. Moving on to active cosmetics, this division has dual objectives. Firstly, to develop new, technically advanced cosmetics. And secondly, to enhance our close relationships with pharmacists, a key channel of distribution. It achieved a turnover of 3.7 billion French francs last year. Then, we come to Syntholabo, our pharmaceutical subsidiary, which accounts for 16.8% of our total revenues. It regularly invests 20% of its turnover in research and development. Syntholabo is making advances in the treatment of central nervous system disorders at the moment, and it will become a world leader in this field in the future. In addition to these 4 major areas of activity, L'Oreal also owns Art Curio, a contemporary art gallery. We hold a major stake in the Marie Claire Publishing Group, and we have increased our stake in Paravision International, a film production and distribution company. Together, these activities account for 1.8% of our turnover, or 0.7 billion francs. Part 4. Arrangements for a presentation. Ah, good morning, Ms. Ross. Do come in.
Hello, Mr. Fisher. Nice to see you.
Face to face instead of on the phone, what? How are you?
Fine, thanks. Very well.
Oh, do sit down. Would you like some coffee?
Oh, yes, please. Black.
Here you are.
Thanks. Well, how's it all going?
Oh, not too bad. We're just about to open a branch in New Zealand.
Oh, I'm hoping to, if I can justify it to the marketing director. How's your little boy? Has he started school yet?
Oh, yes. He's in the 2nd year now.
What? Already? Doesn't time fly. Is he enjoying it?
Very much. It's much more fun than being home.
Haha. Well, I suppose we'd better make a start. Shall we get down to business?
Right. First of all, can I confirm the time and date of the presentation? It's Saturday, October 24th, in the morning. What time exactly?
Well, on the invitations we've sent out, we've said that the presentation itself will start at 11 and go on till 12:30.
So you'll need the room from about 10 till 2. Would you like us to serve coffee beforehand?
Yes, yes, and drinks and snacks at the end.
Better to have a buffet lunch?
No, people who are invited won't be expecting a free lunch. They might think that's overdoing it. They'll want to get back to their families, as it's Saturday.
All right. The normal pre-lunch snack buffet will be what you need. That's basically the same as what you had last February.
Oh, that'll be fun.
Okay. Well, we'll charge for the room, coffee, and snack buffet at the standard rate, less 15%, as we agreed. And we'll charge for the drinks served on a pro rata basis.
Fine, fine, yes.
What type of, equipment, furniture, would you like?
Well, let's have, 5 tables for our display. We'll bring our own stands. Now, there's an overhead projector and sound system already in the room, I believe. Can you get someone to check that before we come, to see if it's working?
Oh, of course. The technician will be with you when you're setting everything up. Oh, the seats in that room have flap-over desktops. Will that be all right?
Yes, yes, that's fine, sure.
You say you've sent out the invitations. Any idea how many people there'll be? I think you know there's... The capacity for the room is about 50, but 40 is ideal.
Yes, the problem is that we won't know exactly how many there'll be until shortly before.
Can you let me know definitely by Thursday?
No. But I'll have a rough idea, and we'll budget for the number I give you then. We've sent out 100 invitations.
100?
Yes, well, in theory, that means that there could be 200 people.
Yes, but the room won't.
But of course, I don't expect more than about 30 to come.
But what if they do? This room is the only one we have that day. There's a wedding reception in the banqueting rooms, so we...
Well, in that case, I suppose...
One. Where is the man's company about to open a branch?
Two. What date is the presentation scheduled to take place?
Three. What time is the presentation scheduled to start?
Four. What will they have for lunch?
Five. What equipment will the man bring to the presentation room?
6. How many people can the presentation room hold?
7. How many invitations have been sent out?
8. How many people does the man expect to come to the presentation?